You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm Allison Bitter from MLB.com. I'm here with Ken Gernick, covers the Dodgers for MLB.com, and has a lot to talk about with everything that's been going on with the Dodgers lately. Of course, Ken, let's just get right to it with the trade for Chase Utley. So there's a lot of speculation right now about how this is all going to shake out. It's a pretty no-brainer while Howie Kendrick is out where Chase is going to play. But I guess that gets a little bit more complicated when Howie comes back and they have to figure out playing time.
Well, I don't know. I think if Kendrick comes back healthy, he'll play. And you've got a former All-Star as your first guy off the bench. So I don't think it's that complicated. I mean, rosters will be expanded, so no one has to move off to make room for him. You've got Kendrick, who they don't want to run into the ground coming off a hamstring injury. And they're even talking about maybe giving Utley some time at third base or first base, although I think that the pennant race is an odd time to learn a new position after when you're a 12, 14-year veteran. But that being said, I think the worst possible problem they could ever have is to have too many good players. So I think it's kind of funny that everybody's looking for the negative in this. I don't know that there's a negative unless he doesn't hit. You know, the real reason they went for him is that Howie Kendrick was a key part of the offense, and he's out of that offense, and they're not scoring. And Utley's been hitting since he came back from the DL, and that's what they're looking for. So if he hits, he'll play, and that would be the worst possible problem they could ever have, is have too many guys that can hit.
Yeah, I think that the reason that people are kind of wondering is just it sounded like Utley, before he approved any trade, he wanted to make sure that he was going to indeed be playing. I think that was just kind of the main thing that everyone was sort of focused on, was just like he wanted to make sure he was going to get playing time. It just makes, Don Mattingly, I mean, he had to balance a lot of this last season with other players, just about, working everybody in, and he seemed to be pretty good at it, so I guess he'll probably kind of rise to the challenge this time too.
Well, I think you're talking about really sort of different situations. You know, it's one thing when you go into a season, you got too many players for position. But you're talking about a pennant race. You're talking about Utley coming home to play for a team that he grew up watching, where he went to college, UCLA. He was drafted originally by the Dodgers, didn't sign. A team in the race, a team that seems to finish first almost every year, but just misses winning at all. If he doesn't approve that trade, he goes somewhere else maybe that doesn't have as good a chance to win, so he plays for a team that isn't winning. I don't think that was high on his list from the way he talked yesterday. So, I think it's common nature now to kind of try to figure out what's wrong with the deal, and maybe it's not the perfect fit, but I think from the Dodgers' viewpoint, it makes them better than they were a day ago, and that's reason enough to make the deal.
Absolutely, and Kike Hernandez, who is a kind of a utility player who's working his way into a starting job because of all of his ability, this will probably have him move him maybe to the outfield a little bit. How valuable is he to this team? Not only is he hugely talented, he's also just got a great attitude, and he can play all around the field. What does he mean to a team that's in a pennant race?
Well, he brings some energy. And, that was also a word that was used to describe Utley. You know, you're bringing in Utley, he's a veteran, and you have a presence, so there's the whole off-the-field aspect, especially when you've got a team that has some young players, like Jock Peterson, who's been struggling for the second half, like Hernandez, even though he's been playing very well. Neither of them have been in the pressure of a pennant race. You bring in Utley with a World Series ring, to go along with Jimmy Rollins. And I think that was another factor that the Dodgers were considering. It wasn't just, what's going to happen on September 15th when we have two healthy second basemen. There are a lot of other factors that Utley brings with him. And so when you've got young players that you are putting in the lineup, like Jock Peterson and Kike Hernandez, you can't have too many veterans that have been through these wars, as Rollins called himself, a red light player. When the light's on and the games really mean a lot down the stretch, you can't just have the Kike Hernandez's and Jock Peterson's in the lineup. You need some veteran presence that's been there before. And so I think the Dodgers are looking at this as just kind of better balance all the way around.
Another interesting, since we last talked, another interesting transaction was that Ron Reinicke was brought on as a third base coach, but really to be a base running coach. So how bad was the, or is the Dodgers base running? I mean, how it sounded like the front office was determined to improve in that area, and what does Reinicke bring in that aspect?
Well, you know, Reinicke really deflected a lot of that because he said that a lot of what's taught about base running happens in spring training, so it's a little late for that. And also, Davey Lopes has a partial responsibility for base stealing and some of the base running, so it's shared. I think there probably was a lot more to it than that. There was a lot of about decision-making and making sure that signs and signals are getting picked up. You know, and then there's the unspoken possibility that maybe they wanted, you know, a former manager there ready to step in if they decide to make a change with Don Mattingly. You know, and I say that unspoken because, you know, everybody denied that that was any part of it. But, there, you know, it's the elephant in the room. So, you know, there probably were a lot of reasons why they went after Ron Reinicke. You know, they said the timing was right, but on the other hand, Reinicke was available for 3 months before that. So the timing was odd. No doubt about it. Their base running has been bad for years, you know, not just recently. So, you know, it was really, it's to me, it's more of a puzzling move than the Utley trade, to be honest.
Yeah, I just find it interesting. I mean, I've been around Reinicke a little bit. You know, he managed the Brewers, obviously, all those years. And it just seems like kind of an odd thing if he was brought in to possibly maybe take over eventually. I don't know. He doesn't seem to me to be the, you know, the traditional fit for a manager of like a huge, you know, under the spotlight, big city kind of major league team. That's, I think, what struck me as odd. Did that strike you as odd at all?
Well, I'll counter that by saying, A, he played there. L.A. is not unfamiliar to him. B, the connection there is that he was on Mike Socha's staff with Joe Maddon. And when Joe Maddon was hired, he was the bench coach of the Angels. Reinicke was third base coach. When Maddon went to Tampa to work for Andrew Friedman, Reinicke took his spot as bench coach. So there's the Reinicke-Maddon-Andrew Friedman connection, which does make it very understandable how Andrew Friedman would then hire Ron Reinicke. So none of that is surprising to me, and those dots all seem to connect. So I think that's probably, you know, where that came from. But, you know, whether that means he's going to be the next manager of the Dodgers, you know, I don't know. I guess Andrew Friedman probably is the only one who knows that, you know. And Don Mattingly made it clear that that when it was presented to him that a change was going to be made, third base coach, and here's the list of available people, Mattingly said that Reinicke was at the top of his list. So, you know, he gave his support, and Ron said that he wouldn't have taken the job unless he was convinced that Mattingly was okay with it. So, you know, everybody was on the same page as far as all those talking points, and on they go.
6 degrees of Ron Reinicke, that was pretty impressive. And just to end this on sort of an overview of the rotation, so they've got a lot of off days. It's very strange, 3 off days in 8 days, which I would imagine the players aren't thrilled with this time of year. They just kind of want to keep going. It does, however, maximize Greinke and Kershaw. So I believe that they skipped Matt Latos. So that's got to be a good thing for the team, just to be able to get a little bit extra out of those top two guys.
Right. They come along. Their rotation turn comes along faster. They'll get more starts out of them in the lineup to be able to face the Giants in a few weeks. And also, you know, Latos wasn't pitching well. So, you know, to that extent, it kind of became a no-brainer that, you know, there were just too many reasons to do it, you know. But once these off days are out of the way, they will need a fifth starter. So they're hoping that that Latos either with just extra bullpen work before games or, you know, or in games can get his act straightened out and will be able to move back into the rotation and give them solid starts through September because they're going to need it. The Giants aren't going away, so they're going to need quality starts you know, every day, and they need him. They went out and got him, and they need him to pitch better than he has in his three starts for him so far.
Okay. Good stuff. Thank you so much, Ken. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, Allison. Thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.